Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes.
Hello and welcome to the club. Today we're talking about boosting confidence. I absolutely love the topic of boosting confidence because your girl has not always been so confident in herself. And it makes me really sad to think back to the times when I just didn't love myself and didn't nurture myself in any way. I just kind of gave in to my negative self-talk, and I hate thinking about that, but it made me such a stronger person. So today I'm just like going off into La La Land thinking about that. But today we're talking about some tangible, actionable ways that you can also boost your confidence. And guess what? There are things that you can literally do during this episode or right after this episode. So let's get straight into it. First tip, and you may already guess it if you watch my TikTok videos or if you've been around at the club or listen to any of our other episodes, talk to yourself in the mirror like you're hyping up your best friend. Let me tell you, this is such a game changer. Like getting ready for the day or even like winding down for bed and hyping yourself up in the mirror, looking at yourself in the eyes, checking yourself out in the mirror. Oh my God, checking yourself out in the mirror, that is another level, I swear. It took me a really long time to get to that point to be like, okay, damn, she is looking good in the mirror. But it's definitely a game changer. Just looking at yourself in the mirror, telling yourself how strong you are, affirming to yourself that you are already confident, that shit really works. And you've probably heard that one before. So moving on to number two is dress how you want to feel. So for me, when I wear, like when I want to be cozy, comfy, warm, I will dress cozy, comfy, warm. Like I will wear my favorite sweatsuit that's like bright green and I'll wear that around town. I'll throw on like an extra hoodie or a big jacket to be nice and cozy. And that's because I want to feel that way. And it makes me feel good to be able to wear things that like affirm the feeling that I'm already having. I have no idea if what I just said in the last 30 seconds makes any sense. So please let me know if you're confused. But if I want to feel fabulous or I want to feel confident, I start to think about like what outfits and what things that I own will make me feel that way. And if I want to feel fabulous, I am putting on the mentality of Carrie Bradshaw. Like I will wear a low-waisted skirt and a crop top and let my hair be curly and wild because I'm like, I want to feel fabulous. So I'm going to dress like Carrie Bradshaw. Or if I want to, like showing up for my full-time job, if I want to have more confidence and feel like less imposter syndrome, because I always have imposter syndrome. If I want to feel like I'm owning that shit and I'm like giving a presentation or I'm asking a hard question or doing an interview or something, like I will dress the part. And it's almost like playing dress up for me in those moments, because wearing like office-y, business-y clothes. Also, when I say office-y, business-y clothes, like if you see the stuff that I wear to work, like I'm wearing like lime green pants and like a button-up. Like it is not office-y. But it, the vibe of it, like wearing a collared shirt, like that will make me feel like I put some effort into my outfit for that part. And I'm not saying like don't express yourself. I think that that's the opposite of what I'm saying. Express yourself within all of these different feelings, absolutely. But also dressing yourself for the part of a feeling is just such an incredible way to express and feel your feelings. I really hope that what I just said made sense. I'm going to listen back to this, and if it doesn't make sense, then I'm not going to put it out there. But if I do put it out there and it still doesn't make sense, then let me know. me just like talking to myself in my room right now. Okay, tip number three, feed yourself positive affirmations. I know I've talked about affirmations a bunch, but feeding yourself these positive affirmations about how confident you are will then translate to confidence. Like telling yourself, I am confident, I can do this, I am prepared, I can do this, and if it turns out shitty, I'll be fine. I think that framing our like expectations for ourselves is so important with confidence, because you can be as confident as you want, but still fuck up on something, you know? And like, sometimes that's out of our control. What is in our control is that we are deciding to be confident. We are deciding to show up in a space and be our full self. That's another thing I want to emphasize about confidence. Like, it is not acting like somebody you're not. Confidence is actually showing up fully as who you are. So when you're dressing the part of your feelings, like I said, like you are showing up as the fullest version of you, and that is confidence. When you're able to let your freak fly, I honestly don't know what that means, so I don't know why I said it, but I'm going to look it up. And again, if it means something weird, I'm going to take it out. If it's not that weird, I'm going to leave it in. But I lost my train of thought, of course. But essentially, being confident is being who you are in the most authentic way that you can in whatever space you're showing up in. And if you're here and you're listening to this episode, even after I just like talked to myself this whole time, I want you to know that you showing up authentically as you doesn't only help you feel good about yourself, but it allows other people to feel like they can show up authentically as them. I think a lot of us go through life thinking that we have to fit into every box of every space we enter. And a lot of that is internalized from the way that we were raised or the people that we surround ourselves with now, and the spaces that we're typically in. Typically in work settings, like we're not encouraged to be our full authentic selves. And if anything, we're putting on a facade in those spaces, and that facade can permeate into our entire life. And that sucks. So when we're able to show up as our authentic self, take full advantage of those moments to practice confidence, as a form of self-love, as a form of self-compassion, because you are wonderful. You are amazing, and people deserve to see that. And the people that you surround yourself with also deserve to show their amazingness and their wonderfulness. And why do I always cry when I'm recording an episode? I just want everybody to feel wonderful. I just want everybody to feel fabulous, to let their inner child shine through whatever they're doing. Because we're all humans. We're all just, you know, going through life trying to figure things out. And we deserve to feel good in the process. I did have another tip for you all, but if I'm going to be honest, I completely forgot what the tip was now that I went on this tangent. So I will leave you with this. You are strong. You are capable. You are powerful. And you are more than enough.